Hello, good morning. It's Paul O'Mahony in a nervous state because today is my child's first day at school. I'm driving the a car, and in the car in front is my wife and my daughter. The reason we're taking two cars is that my wife has to go in one direction after dropping my daughter to school, and I have to go in the other, and I want to be there at and I'm now stuck at traffic lights, and they've gone on ahead, and I'm going to have to hurry up and try and catch up with them. Anyway, this is about how I feel on the first day of my five-year-old child going to school. I don't remember what it was like to be five myself, and I don't remember what my very first day at school was like. I remember going to kindergarten, but I blotted out the memory of going to school first. I went to school in the age when we had pens that you dipped in an inkwell on the desk, and you had to write on lines, straight lines, in order to learn handwriting. So this is what it's like driving through Glenmire in an excited state. It's just to complicate things. It's in addition to it being my daughter's first day at school, it's also her fifth birthday. So we had a tiny little birthday celebration at the start of the day. Then we went into school mode, which included all the business of getting dressed and everything. I took a few photographs, although I have to say that after last night, when I saw the photographs of his child's first day at school taken by the documentary photographer Roger Overall, I felt like not taking a single photograph today. I just knew that my photographs were going to look so puny alongside it, until I realized that nobody in the entire world, or in the entire history of humankind, has ever taken a photograph exactly the way I do it. So I thought, right, okay, that means it must be worth doing. So I began the day trying to ape Roger Overall by doing a little bit of documentary work in the kitchen, while I was also trying to get dressed and encourage my child to get dressed, and also trying to control a dog. So, and as if that wasn't enough, really, to stress any man out, it's also my wedding anniversary. Now, we had the amazing experience of our child coming on our wedding anniversary. So we have actually... excuse me, there was a phone call in the middle of recording the audio boo, and I actually can't even remember where I left off, except to say that I have a wedding anniversary, which has now been switched to February. So it doesn't really happen today, but still, on the other hand, it's difficult to put it out of my mind. So what did I do on the first day of my child going to school? I got up before anybody else. I woke inordinately early before the sun rose, and it was too early, so I got into another bed and lay down there for half an hour, and went downstairs shortly after 6 o'clock into my office, and I composed a sort of letter to Grace, or a little note to her, which was a messy piece of writing, which sort of wavered in between being a poem with rhymes in it, being a bit of rap, and being a bit of prose. So, and I had just reached the end of it, in other words, the end of the first draft, when Grace came downstairs. So she came into my office, and I asked her to come over and sit down with me so that I could read her my little message. So I did. I read her the piece, which will go up on the blog later on today. And at the end of it, she said to me, I didn't think it would ever end. Or almost exactly that. So it's obviously too long. But it felt like the right thing to do. I'm not a photographer. My snaps aren't worth anything, so there's no way I can actually produce good documentary photography of my child's first day at school. But on the other hand, I can write something, because that's what I do for my living, if you like, and that's what I do, you know, almost all the time. So I've written something. I'm pleased that I've done that. I'm not like any writer. I'm not satisfied with the first draft of it, and it may need a bit of a topping and tailing. But to be honest, I think I'll put it up on the blog in exactly the form that it is now, rather than trying to make it any better. Now, right now, I'm going through the tunnel. That's a ambient sound of the Jack Lynch Tunnel under the River Lee in Cork. The tunnel runs south-north, north-south, across the river. And you go from Glanmire on one side to an area called Mahon on the other side. And I've just come out now. So it's not a long tunnel. And it's a space for reflection. And it's a space wherein the where often the mobile phone signal disappears. So that's it. What did you do on your child's... if you're a man particularly, I'm very interested in what men do in relation to parenting. And I'm very interested to know what did you do as a parent on the first day of your child going to school. I'm now about to hit the really tricky part, because it's going to be my regular duty in future to take Grace to school every morning. And the complication is that the traffic will get unpredictable, or is unpredictable, and I have no idea whether I'm going to get stuck in traffic in Douglas, in Cork. My wife is going one way in the car and I'm going in the other, and we'll compare notes later and see which was the more efficient way of getting to the school. Actually, I am thrilled that she's going off to school. I have absolutely no hankering after keeping her you know, at home or anything like that. She's been going to Montessori and creche for as long as she can remember, and way longer than I can remember. And so essentially she's used to going out in the morning and being out all day. I'm having the difficulties that every parent will have, which is, why the hell are schools closing so early in the day, and why don't we organise our society in order to enable us to drop our children off to school at 8 o'clock in the morning and pick them up at 5 o'clock in the evening, so while they have a great time learning and playing during the day. Now, that's another theme for another time. I'll just get the mini little protest in. And I will say cheerio to you today. Have a great day. It's looking beautiful in Cork. The sun is shining magnificently. And I'm just taking the turn off towards Douglas. Wish me luck with the traffic. The school starts at 10 to 9, which looks like it's in about 19 minutes. All the best. Paul O'Mahony saying goodbye.